God bless you. Amen. Bless our Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. Brother Preston Riddle, you know, come preach. I appreciate this preacher. Friend of mine, thank God, a good brother and preacher. Amen. Westview Baptist Church. Preacher, is that Weaverville, ain't it? Weaverville, North Carolina. He's from the mountains. And thank God, I appreciate him. Amen. His brother goes down to Brother Jenkins. He looks just like him. Y'all see him up there? Amen. I love him. Thank God, his fine wife. Amen. You preach to our heart. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Amen. Amen. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I sure am glad that I know how it feels. And thank God for that promise and that hope that we have through and by Him. And I'm glad I can stand and be boastful this morning, not that anything that I've done, but I'm glad. I'm not hoping to get to heaven, not maybe to get there, but I'm glad that I know this morning that I'm saved by the grace of God. And I can boast in the fact that He's going to prepare a place this morning just for me. And thank God for all that He's done. You know what? He came and suffered all that He did for me. But I thought this week He done it because of me, because of my sin and because of my wickedness and unrighteousness before a holy God, that He came and He suffered all that He did because of me. And whether I was going to accept it or not would be up to me, but I sure am thankful that I know how it feels, know that I'm saved. There's a lot of things in this world that's going to change and a lot of things that will never stay the same, but I sure am glad He's the Lord and He changes not. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And thank God that He never changes. So a God that never changes, my destination is never going to change, since God never changes. Thank God we can hang on to that promise and that hope that we have. But if you have your Bibles, want to turn with us to the book of St. Luke this morning, chapter number 15. St. Luke chapter number 15. Got a few verses we want to read to you. And you pray that the Lord will help us today and have His will and His way. We do need Him. If there's anything said or done to be a help and a blessing unto you, we do need the Lord. But in St. Luke chapter number 15, we'll pick up reading in verse number 8. St. Luke 15 and verse number 8. And the Bible said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, when she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice for me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there shall be joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Thankful this morning for the reading of the word of the Lord, but we want to look at and won't be before you just for a few moments this morning, but I sure am glad for the candle of the word of God. We think here in the scripture, now we're not talking about a salvation that's lost, but I believe that we're living in, no doubt, the days that the Bible speaks of, and surely we know that the scripture teaches and tells us that that Lot's righteous soul was vexed on a daily basis because of what he was around and because what was around him. And I believe we're living in those days like unto Sodom and Gomorrah. So we know that our time, we ought to be able to just look and read the word of God, and we ought to be able to know that He's coming and He's coming soon, just according to what the word of God tells. But I sure am glad that that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. So we think about some things in our life, and not speaking of salvation, we know that we can't lose that, because if it was left up to me or you, we would lose it. But I'm glad that it's not my own. Well, Paul said that that wherefore I'm not my own. I've been bought this morning with a price. Thank God that that I'm a prisoner of Christ. I like reading after Paul that he builds my faith and he builds my confidence, not in me, but that finished work this morning that was shed on Calvary for you and me. And I like what Paul said, I know whom I believe. I'm persuaded this morning that that he is able to keep that I committed unto him. So we can stand with all confidence and knowing this morning that we're saved, that we don't have to worry about hanging on to it. We don't have to worry about keeping it, but I'm glad that I'm kept by the power of God. But I believe that there is some things in mine and your life that have been entrusted to us. We think about this woman. The Bible said that she had the 10 pieces of silver, and no doubt she got to looking and noticed around that she had lost one, and she had lost some things. And I've heard it said before, we find in the book of the Revelation, the word of God said to be watchful and strengthen the things which were remained and already died. He said, for I've not found thy works perfect this morning before God. And I've heard men say before, there's some things that were lost that will never get back. But I don't know that I agree with that statement, because I serve a God and trust a God tonight that's able to restore and able to make all things new. But notice the effort that had to be put forth by this woman. And I believe, church, if there's ever been a day that you and I need to have a zeal of God about us and need to have a touch of God about us, it's the day and hour that we live in. We notice the Bible said that, notice what she did. The Bible said that she lit the candle this morning, and she searched and she swept and she did seek diligently until she found it. You know what? I want to look at the, just for a few minutes this morning. I want to look at the candle. And I thought, as these young folks sung the song, I thank God for this blessed old book this morning that I hold in my hand. I'm glad it's the roadmap this morning to my life. It's the roadmap to my peace, to my joy, and to my happiness this morning. Thank God this morning for the Word of God. But we thought, as the Scripture tells us, the Lord Jesus speaking here, that here she is, that she's lit the candle of the Word of God. We think about the importance this morning of the Word of God. The psalmist David said in Psalms 119 and verse 105, he said, thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my heart. He said in 119, I believe it was down about, maybe it's down about verse number 11. He said, thy word have I sin in my heart, that I've hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So we know above everything in this world, the most important thing in my life and your life this morning in the life of a child of God is the Word of God. We know that the writer said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing this morning by the Word of God. So I'm glad that you and I live in a country and we live in a place that we can gather together in the house of God with the people of God, and we can hear the preaching as Brother Chris has preached to us this morning and told us that no doubt this morning the preachers to those that perish is foolishness, but thank God that we can rejoice in the fact that we're saved, born again, and our names written over yonder in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we've got that promise and we've got that hope. And I would to God that you and I would challenge ourselves in the day that we're living in, the light, the candle of the Word of God in our life, and begin to get our zeal back and our shout back and our testimony back. And I know that life is hard, and I know that I go through storms and battles and struggles. And no doubt we find that we're living in a day that there's discouragements about on every hand. And if you're not the carefulest in the world, we'll get our eyes on the problems, and we'll get our eyes on the troubles, and we'll get our ears turned toward the bad news. But I'm glad there's still some good news this morning. I'm glad there's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And I'm glad where I read where the Lord Jesus said, my Father which gave them to me is greater than all. And you know what? No matter, life may get hard and it may go through times, Brother Joel, that I don't feel saved, but I'm glad I have authority on the Word of God. That I'm saved today, I'll be saved tomorrow. And if I live another 42 years, I'll be saved in that day. That I can rejoice in the fact that my name is written over yonder, that he's going to prepare us a place, and thanks be to God that we've only just got to experience just a little glimpse this morning of what you and I will be able to experience over yonder. And oh, we can rejoice now, as the Lord Jesus told the disciples. He said, rejoice not because the demons are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name this morning is written in heaven. Do you realize that's not a popular statement in the day that we're living in, but oh, to the child of God, that's the reason that I know how it feels. It's through and by the Word of God that's alive in my heart. And thank God, as the brother preached to us this morning, I know what it is for God to begin to speak and begin to deal with my heart over some things that I've read in his Word. And I like it in the days that it seemed like God's forsaken you, but oh, I like it every once in a while when God will drop us off a nugget and give us a little bit of blessing, and before you know it, it'll be to where you can't contain it, that you don't know what to do and you can't
can't do anything but just to find somewhere and to thank God for what he's done in your life. I thank God this morning for the candle of the Word of God. And no doubt we're living in a day, and I like good singing like we've heard this morning, and how it does help and it stirs my heart, and it causes me to rejoice in the fact that I'm saved. I thank God for that. But you know what? The greatest need that you and I have in this day is the Word of God. And if the only time that you ever get around the Word of God's down at the local church or down at the house of God, no wonder you live a struggling life and a defeated life. No wonder depression sets in on around you. I believe this morning that there's all power this morning in the Word of God. Psalmist David said it was a lamp unto my feet. No doubt that tells me, Brother John, that he is walking in some dark places. And can I remind you that we're living in the last days, and you and I are going to walk in some dark places and some dark times. And he said it was a light unto my path. He said over before that, he said, I'm going to hide his word. He said, even when I think that I don't need it, he said, I'm going to put it up for the battles that's coming. He said, even when I think that I'm not going to use it, he said, I'm going to hide it in my heart, that I might not sin against him. I thank God this morning for his word. You know the reason a lot of times that our flesh doesn't like the light of the Word of God, because you take on the natural side. If you've got an old garage or an old building and you've not been in a while, and you go out and you turn the light on, it'll reveal to you things that you've forgot about. It'll reveal to you things that you thought you'd misplaced. And that's the reason that there's such a strong pushback on the Word of God in the day and time that we live in, because it reveals to me and you that we really are, and how that we much need him this morning. We need him to touch us. We need him to shape us and to mold us in this day into that he'd have us to be for this day and this hour. I turn on the light this morning of the Word of God. You know what? Surely God help us this morning that we wouldn't lay for ourselves treasures down here on this earth. But the Word of God teaches me and teaches you this morning to lay our treasures up in heaven, where moth and rust can't corrupt and thieves this morning can't break through and steal. Now we thought as we begin to think upon this scripture for the last several weeks, as we was coming this way on yesterday, I begin to think about over in the book of Samuel, how we read about a man by the name of Eli, and the Bible said he began to wax old, and you know what, surely that his eyes begin to grow dim, and you know what, surely this morning we thought about Eli a whole lot, and the Bible said ere the lamp of God went out in the house of Israel, and you know what, we go on and we can read over there, and we can find where no doubt the ark of God was taken, and we can find where Eli's two sons were slain, and the Bible said the lamp went out in Israel, that the glory this morning had departed. And do you know how that came to pass? That Eli's eyes began to wax dim, that he had those children, the Word of God tells us, that they were doing wicked and ungodly, and he swept it under a rug, and he turned a blind eye, and he turned a deaf ear. But God called a little old boy by the name of Samuel, and you know what he called him? That he'd go and tell and deliver the word to Eli, that God would tell him and warn him of what was coming. And I'm glad that's how God this morning feeds me and corrects me and corrects you, is by this morning the Word of God. Can I remind you, the Word of God says who the Lord loveth, that he correcteth. Can I remind you that the Word of God said we're for without the chastisement, you and I be bastards and not sons. But you know what, I'm glad that for the times that the Lord came to where I'm at, and he's corrected me and he's chasing my heart, and he no doubt he's called me Brother Joel, that I get back at his feet, and thank God this morning, and he's done all that. I threw him by today the Word of God, and you know what, Eli, his eyes begin to wax dim, and you know what, can I tell you something, child of God, we're too near home, we're getting too close to home, and you know what, I thank God this morning that God will give us grace, that God will give us help, God will give us strength this morning to be able to stand in these days that we're living in. We've gone too far and we've come too far to turn back. We've got too much invested this morning to throw in the towel. But just look to him and remember that we're only here for just a little while today. So we find that this woman, she realized she had lost some things. And you know what? Would to God that you and I would let God in our heart and be honest this morning with ourselves. As I tell them a lot of times over at the church, you know what? The times I can remember wasn't too many years ago that we didn't have any health problems, didn't have any issues. And you know what, Brother Joel? We started going to the doctor a few years back. And you know what, Shirley? I wasted a whole lot of first time trips. And you know what? All because I didn't want to be honest. And you know what? He'd asked what my diet was, and I'd stumber and stammer around. And you know what? He'd look at me like, I know you ain't getting that big by eating lettuce and drinking water. And you know what? The only time and the only day that you and I will ever get any help is when we begin to be honest with ourselves. And we say, it's me again, Lord, that standeth in the need of prayer. It's me again, Lord, that needs you to light that word of God and to search my heart. Take my heart and search me and try me, Lord, and put me up against the word of God. And I found when he does that, there's always room for each one of us for improvement in our life. The word of God this morning, we find that she let the word of God and she began to sweep and to search diligently this morning until she found it. And you know what? Surely I'm glad that God's our helper. The word of God teaches he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's our help. And as I've said for years, I've found whatever I've needed, that's just what he is in my life. I like what old Psalmist David said. Boy, he must have been Brother Joel in the time of need. And he said, I lift up my eyes and look into the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He wasn't bragging on man and he wasn't bragging on his ability. And if you get any help this morning, it won't be because of me. The Lord may work through me and it won't be because of Brother Chris. It won't be because of any man. But if you get any help this morning, it'll be because of him and that he's done and that he's worked through. Through him by his word today. Bible said she realized the importance of, you know what, I never realized how important the word of God was until my young boys begin to get teenagers. I always used to think somebody would come to me with trouble. I worried about their teenage children. And you know what, Brother Joel, go through my mind. I'd think if I was you, I'd just wear them out and put my foot down. And you know what, it didn't take me long to figure out that don't work as easy as you and I think it does. You know what I've realized? The more the older that my children get and the older that I get, the more that I need him and the more that I need his word, the more this morning that I need his help. I've never figured this out and I won't. But I'm glad this morning. I know I've been through enough to know that I need his help and I need his word this morning. That his word is power this morning. His word this morning is strength. We find that the disciples were out on the sea. And no doubt the Bible said he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep. I just like his word is a lot of times in my life and your life. And they went and woke him up and said, Master, carest thou not? We perish. And the Bible said that he stepped out on the bow of the boat. And you know what? Surely he commanded the winds to cease and the sea to be calm. And the disciples looked round about one another and said, behold, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the sea do obey him. We find that those that went to lay hands on the Lord, they said, never a man spake like this man. And you know what? That's the way our flesh is a lot of times. Because that it's contrary to our flesh and it's contrary to our human nature, but that nature that's been changed within us delights in it and longs after it, needs it this morning in the day that we're living in. Yeah. The Bible said that she sweeped And she realized the importance this morning of that she had lost. She realized this morning the importance of that her testimony wasn't quite what it ought to be. How that her song wasn't quite what it ought to be. How that her love this morning wasn't quite what it ought to be. How that she was missing something that somewhere along the way, I'd no doubt that she had got discouraged and been defeated this morning. And you know what? Surely discouragement and defeats are going to come in our life. But there's no room to quit. We find this morning that Elijah was sustained by the word of God. We find that the Bible said the Lord commanded Elijah to stay by the brook, and the ravens brought him flesh and bread of the morning and of the evening. And the Bible said that it wasn't long until the brook dried up, and Elijah stayed there until the word of the Lord came, and he said, arise and go to Zarephath. And you know what? God was already working on the other end. He said, I've commanded a widow woman down that way to sustain thee. And you know what? God took a woman that had nothing, that didn't have anything but a handful, and a little oil in the cruise this morning that was getting ready, Brother Joel, to prepare the little handful for her and her son to eat it and die. But God had been talking to that woman, and he said, woman, I want you to know that if you'll do according to the word of God, that you'll make it through this time, that you'll make it through this famine. And the Bible said that here Elijah came in, that he got down to Zarephath, and there he beheld that woman, and he said, I want you to go get me a glass of water. And you know what? Short, here this woman is. She's just buried her husband. She's planning another funeral. She's lost all it seemingly like that they had. And here Elijah came, and he starts barking off orders. But oh, God had done been speaking to this woman. According to his word, she knew Elijah was coming, because the word of God said, told Elijah that he had already commanded a widow woman there to sustain him. So you and I need to hear from heaven more in our life today than we ever have. So the Bible said, he told her, he said, make me a little cake. She said, I have not a cake, but a handful. And you know what? This, she said, I'm getting ready to had to dress it for me and my son. Brother John, we're going to eat it and die. God didn't send his son that you and I could die spiritually. He sent his son so you and I could live. And we could have the joy this morning in our heart. You know what? I've been to the place where it seemed like we've been depressed and been discouraged, and it seemed like all hope was lost. But there was still some joy in my heart, because I was born again this morning, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad the Bible said there's joy unspeakable this morning and full of glory. So the woman said, I have not a cake but a handful. But the Bible said, Elijah, that type of the word of God, he said, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first. Ain't that what you and I need in this day? Is the word of God. So the Bible said how the woman went and did according to the word of Elijah. You know how Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house? The Bible said so did Noah according to the word of the Lord. And that's the authority, that's the governor in our life, is the word of God. Does not the writer say, the Lord Jesus, Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye labor and I will... I'm heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You say, how do I learn of him? It's to him by the word of God. You know what? A lot of people despise the governing of the word of God. They don't like this morning what that it reveals to them. It's the mirror this morning in my life and your life. And it shows us this morning that we really are. I was glad for the day that the word of God showed up in my life and showed me I was a sinner on my way to hell with no hope and needed to be saved by the grace of God. I thank God for the mirror that shone in my life one day. So then faith. You say, I ain't got any faith. You ain't heard enough. Be slow to speak and quick to hear. We're not hearing enough in this day. Boy, you hear all that's going on around about us. We hear about the wars and the rumors of wars. A lot of folks are worried about the fuel prices and the gas prices. And you know what? This morning, I sure am glad that God knows my tomorrow. He knows my next week. And it doesn't matter what comes and what goes. God's going to supply my need this morning. That this isn't just my problem, but it's His problem. And the last time I looked, He didn't have any problems He couldn't fix. Last time I read, Brother Joel, there wasn't a problem this morning. That was too hard for God. All these troubles are His. And you know the good thing about Him? I don't read where He's fretting. He's not worrying this morning about what He's going to do tomorrow. Because He knows this morning that He's already won. And He knows what tomorrow's going to be. And He's given you and I grace this morning that we make it through tomorrow. You say, well, how do we get that confidence? It's doing by the Word of God. How do we get that help? It's doing by the Word of God. She lit the candle. She lit the Word of God. You know what you and I need? We need the Word of God more than this day than we ever have. Boy, we need that light. You say, what do we do when we see things there that we don't want it to see? Boy, we repent of those this morning. Turn to God and ask God to help us and strengthen us for the day that we're living in. You know what you and I need? The light will cause you and I to get a vision. The writer said, old Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I'm not saying people are going to get saved if the salvation of people is dependent upon what I do or don't do, it wouldn't be of the Lord. But I sure would like to be a part of it. You know what? When the woman went over and joined himself to that eunuch, God could have saved that eunuch and used some of the way. But it sure was good for him to be a part of it. You know what? When God touched that old crazy man that was dwelling among the tombs over there, the disciples may not have realized it, but it was their storm and it was their battle that caused that legion to realize and know that there was a God. Bible said that he ran to the Lord this morning. He ran this morning. He seen somebody that was going to help him. He seen somebody this morning. And it may be that you're going through storms and battles. So somebody can see God in your life. As brother preached to us this morning, it may be you're going through them storms and battles. So you can preach to your family, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers. And you can tell them how good God has been and how he's delivered in your life. Bible said that she realized this morning how important that. You say it's not that important. Oh, it's of utmost importance. It's of utmost importance. This Bible said she began to sweep and to search diligently until she found it. You know what I can remember? Brother Joel, and I don't want you to think I've got much money this morning, but I can remember when we got married well over nearly 25 years ago. And you know what? I can remember then if we lost a $20 bill, it was a big thing. It was a big thing. You know, I can remember times that we had searched, and I can remember times that we'd dig in the couch cushions to find gas money to be able to go to work, and you know, find gas money and just be able to find money that you might be able to get a few groceries. And you know what, I can remember the hard times, but you know what, God's blessed us and been so good to us. If we lose $20 now, we don't think it much or nothing. God's blessed us with a good job and some good abilities this morning, but the things of God is not like that this morning. You know what? But we've got to that way in the day that we live in. We think, we've lost it. It's the sign of the time. It's the end of the days. And I've heard them preach and say before, as the writer said, I to strengthen the things which remain. I heard a man preach a whole message on one time saying we've lost some things we'll never get back. If that be the case, we don't have much of a God. Bible said he's a rewarder of those that diligently sought him. He can restore this morning the joy of our salvation. He can. A lot of folks say, well, you got to pick up the broken pieces. Joel, I've been so down and out and so broken before that I couldn't pick up the broken pieces, but he came to where I was at. And you say, how did he do that? It's to him by the word of God. That he picked up the broken pieces and he put me on the wheel one more time. And he began to shape and to mold me into that he'd have me to be. Well, I'm glad I'm the clay and he's the potter. I'm glad I'm the clay and he's the potter this morning. You say, I want to do better. You'll never do better without the word of God. You say, I want to do something for God. You'll never do something for God without the word of God. Lord, search me. Try the reins of my heart and know me. He said, create in me a clean heart. Bible said that she found that peace. You know what? The Lord granted her heart's desire. I've had people say, well, preacher, I've desired that the Lord give me a new home or a new automobile or a new this. How we get desiring away from the will of God, we might as well not look for it. But I believe if our heart's desire is toward the will of God, that God will grant it this morning in due time. God will grant it. It may not be tomorrow and it may not be next week, but if we'll turn our hearts toward God one more time and our ears toward him and be mindful of the words that he speaks to us, let those words this morning pull on us. Let those words this morning shape and mold us into that that he'd have us to be. I believe, no doubt, that our discouraging times may be, we may have them, we may have battles and discouragements and depressions come our way, but we'll still have a victory in our heart, knowing that we're saved. Thank God this morning that in spite of all that's happening, all that's took place since the last time I've been here, I'm still saved. Amen. You know what? It may come to a bitter end before we get back home. You realize we're living in, I've got family this morning. They're afraid to travel far outside of the county. What's going to happen? And you know what? God's got me whether I get back home today or whether I don't. We live in such fear this morning. So if you remember, not long before COVID, there was a big push, especially up around my way, that everybody ought to carry a gun to church. And I believe, there's no doubt, that how we ought to own one, and especially if you've got enough sense to operate one. If you don't, you don't need one. But you know what? This morning, we fell into that for a little while, that there was a fear. But then I began to think, Lord, ain't it a sad day when we're afraid to even go to the house of God? You know what the greatest fear in our life needs to be? That our children and our loved ones this morning die lost without God. Like I said, I know God's going to save sinners in spite of what I do or don't do, but I sure would like to be a part of it. Then here COVID has come along. Bible said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. The Lord Jesus did, and he'd do the separating. Up around my home, it's done a lot of separating. There's a lot of people that's left, and they ain't never come back. They ain't found another church. The writer said they went out from us because they wasn't of us. Boy, God will do the separating in due time. But let's don't live a life this morning based off of fear. A lot of folks too afraid to go to this. I have people tell me a lot of times, preacher, I wouldn't come to church, so I'm too afraid. But you know what? They're not afraid of the stores, not afraid of all these other things. Let's don't live a life this morning of fear. Let's be confident whatever comes mine your way is the divine will of God in our life, that God's allowed it. God's willed it this morning to come our way. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate this good privilege and this opportunity today to be here. God sure has blessed us much, been good to us much this morning to thank him for. I appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be able to come preach to you once again this morning.
Thank God for that. Appreciate the good preaching this morning in our heart. I'm going to ask you a question. What you lost this morning? You lost your faith? You don't believe God no more? Is that what you need to see? She got that broom out. She swept that house he preached on. And no doubt the dirt floor. Didn't have lights in there. Maybe had one window in the house. But that piece was valuable to her. It's valuable. It's 10 pieces of silver. One was lost. Saw it until she found it. She took her broom out, got the candles. He preached on it. Swept that house till she found it. I believe the church. I'm talking about born again people. Lost some things. Lost her joy. Lost her zeal. Lost her reviving in their spirit. There's a lot of things they've lost, Brother Justin. Don't take much to lose something. If you just forget about it and treat it like it's not much. And brother, he preached that there in the end there about you lost children. We've lost our burden. We've lost our burden. And we've lost our expectation. Expectation, something we believe God had to do. Expectations and hopes, future. It's just the way it is. We've lost some of these things this morning. We need to ask God to help us. We need to look for it. Amen. Probably where you dropped it, where you lost it. Where you lost it, where you need to find it. I appreciate the word this morning. I do. I appreciate the word of God to my heart. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Nobody could find it but her. Amen. Yeah. The only one to do anything in your life is you. Where are you at with God this morning? There's a question right there. Where is Joel Hyatt at with God? Where is he at? Amen. Brother Chris said, we ought to do it all with everything we got. That's something in my heart that I want to do. I find myself falling short in these things. You'll stand this morning. Come play on the pen if she will. Some things you need to come talk to God about this morning in your own life. I'm going to have prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, thank you, God, this morning for the goodness of God. Oh, God, thank you.